Broadcasting live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at The Avenue in beautiful downtown Milwaukee. It's time for The Upswing on WTMJ, showcasing businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders throughout the great state of Wisconsin. Here's your host, Jeff Sherman.
Because I'm going to make this place yours.
Good morning, Milwaukee. Good morning, Wisconsin. This is the Upswing Conversations at the intersection of life, business, and community. That's what we're all about here at the Upswing. And to do so, we have the pleasure of meeting people that care and do. People that get up each and every day and say, how do I make my organization, how do I make my community, how do I make my world a better place? Today's guest personifies this mission and knows what community is and should be. Tomorrow is the Greater Milwaukee Urban League's annual meeting, so I'm honored to have time today with Dr. Eve Hall, the president and CEO of the Greater Milwaukee Urban League. Greater Milwaukee Urban League was founded in 1919 and is one of 90 affiliates across 34 states and the District of Columbia. Dr. Hall, thanks for taking time to be with us this morning. I know you got a big day coming up tomorrow, so the fact that you take some time this morning to be with us is truly appreciated.
Well, I'm glad to be here, especially when we're looking at things that are upbeat and solution-oriented.
Very good. All right. Why don't you give us kind of the 2 or 3 minute Dr. Hall story for us, please?
Okay. Well, I am from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. My parents, interestingly, my father was from Florida, my mother from Michigan. So as I grew up, I not only learned Milwaukee, but I had an opportunity to learn Michigan, learn the East Coast, learn the South because of my dad. You know, both of them had gone on to school from parents who had not gone to school, but were a part of that generation who wanted to make sure their children were able to go. So my mother was actually a school teacher. She is 92 years old. She was still tutoring kids at 88.
Nice.
My father, he, you know, passed away relatively early in his 50s, but he was biology, chemistry, individual, worked in chemistry labs. So, you know, from them, I just was inspired just with their tenacity, with their persistence. I mean, I look at my mother who was still finding her way and saying, as long as I have breath, I can still work with children. I have a grandfather who was from Albion, Michigan, first black county supervisor, first black common council member and a park named after him. So then I think about him and how he gave back to his community, never stopped, but always looked for ways to impact. So I think that's a part of who I am. I lived in Florida at one time because I went to school there, lived in D.C. So bringing all those experiences back to my hometown, which I do love.
Very good. All right. And you previously served as president and CEO of the African American Chamber of Commerce, and that was your return to Milwaukee several years ago, correct?
It was, and that was very exciting. When I was in D.C., I was actually working for Thurgood Marshall College Fund, and that was an organization which we helped with scholarships for students who were attending historically black colleges and universities. But we also had our program was here, which is where I originally started that. And our focus was not only supporting students who may decide to go out of the state, but also looking at ways for them to return with job opportunities and summer internship programs. So the chamber, though, that did bring me back. That was my first experience truly working hand in hand with entrepreneurs. So, Jeff, that gave me a new appreciation and respect for individuals who decide to start their own business.
All right. When we come back from the break, how the Urban League works to empower communities and change lives, and a preview of its annual meeting that's coming up tomorrow. This is The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. We are here with Dr. Eve Hall, president and CEO of the Greater Milwaukee Urban League. Your organization tomorrow has its annual meeting, Dr. Hall. A lot of preparation and hard work going into that, I'm sure. But tell us about the meeting and kind of what's on the agenda for your members and, frankly, for the entire community.
Okay, well,
Tomorrow. Okay, I'm back. tomorrow, yes, is our annual meeting, which most nonprofit organizations have to have every year. It's that time when we report out, Jeff, what we have done in the past year. We will be at FIS, so Fidelity Information Services out there in Brown Deer Road. They're actually one of our board members, so I have a completely corporate board, which has been really great. So tomorrow, again, we'll give reflections. We actually have the Vice President for Workforce Development coming from the national headquarters, which is located in New York. Her name is Tracy Scott, who happens to be a Milwaukee native. Hmm. And so we're excited to have her with us. She's been with the National Urban League, I believe, over 7 years, but has been very committed to identifying ways to continue to support her hometown league. And so that's why I was glad that she's able to come here tomorrow. We have over 150 that have registered. Okay. So that's pretty good for an annual meeting. And again, as I said, I will have reflections from 2023, looking at, you know, how we're moving forth in 2024.
Okay. And what are some of the key things on the agenda for 2024 and moving forward?
So it's really around our impact. So we started our driver's permit classes for students last year, Jeff, which, as you know, the whole issue around reckless driving, you know, we've partnered with a station, but we really want to see, can we move this into fully getting a driver's license? And not just the permit, but your full license. So expanding that. Another program that we started last year was the Microsoft certification. And so we started that with youth. Well, now we've expanded that also adults. So what does that mean? That's not only assisting with preparation for students to be, you know, fully prepared to have their options, because we know we need to be technology ready, computer savvy, but it also helps with the upskilling for adults. So that's huge on our agenda. We've also had our STEAM Summit, which has involved over 250 students. We just had that a couple weeks ago. And basically, we involve businesses providing hands-on activities. So while we have that every year, we'd like to look at ways that we can expand that interaction with our students in the STEM field. So that's an example of at least a couple of our areas.
Okay. I know, as Tracy Scott, we'll talk to your members. You know, it's great to have Milwaukee natives come home and kind of talk about the missions that they are acting upon nationally. And at some point, I think it's really important for us to recruit and retain those that obviously grew up here, but then moved away. And how can we use people like Tracy to encourage, maybe she's not going to move back, but how can we use people like Tracy to say, you know what? There's good opportunities in Milwaukee, too. Is that part of the Urban League strategy? Kind of that boomerang strategy.
Well, it is. I mean, so there's two ways to look at this, Jeff. Yep. So, you know, one is, I mean, Tracy, she's enjoying her work. She's traveling around the country. I think for Milwaukee, what we always have to look at is what kind of doors do we have open that will attract individuals to come back to the city? Because, we sometimes tend to hit a glass ceiling here. And so that's where we lose to the larger cities, per se, like the Chicagos and the New Yorks, who may have some of these major organizations for individuals to really climb. So, you know, we have to look at what do we have here. The other thing is, you know, we have our young professionals group as part of the Urban League.
Yeah.
And, you know, you and I talked a little bit about Fuel, just, you know, the whole young professionals pipeline. And so not only is this about jobs, but it's also what kind of social setting do we have for individuals? And so we know that when we connect with the right networks, with the right people, that will make you want to stay. Yeah. But we have to provide those venues for individuals to connect, who have like minds.
Mentorship and connection is so very important, no matter what you're doing or what field you're in, for sure. When we come back, how the Greater Milwaukee Urban League continues to create opportunities in and around the city and beyond. We are talking with Dr. Eve Hall, President and CEO of the Greater Milwaukee Urban League. This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. We are back with Dr. Eve Hall, President and CEO of the Greater Milwaukee Urban League. In the big picture, the Greater Milwaukee Urban League is not just an organization that's a spectator in the city or in the area. You're really on the front lines of virtually every socioeconomic challenge facing the city and again, the entire metro area. Share with us some more of the issues and ways your organization's striving to really create a better, more equitable Milwaukee, Dr. Hall.
So one of our other major areas is around home ownership. So we actually own 30 homes in the Metcalf Park area, and we have been able to sell residents 5 already for them to purchase their homes. Unfortunately, we lag in terms of home ownership. Only 27% of home ownership are African Americans. We know that there have been many years where policies have prevented sometimes movement and purchases due to just, quite frankly, discrimination or issues when it comes to the banks and lending. And so, you know, we're trying to be part of that turnaround once again to get more of our community members to be able to be first-time homeowners. So that's huge for us. We will continue to push that in 2024. You know, we talked a little bit earlier about the laptop awards and, you know, the digital divide is another issue. Trying to really increase access in underserved communities, you know, but our direct link is now working with seniors who have already enrolled in college or 2 year, doesn't matter, but they're seniors and prepared to go on, and they have an opportunity to write an essay, get 2 letters of reference, and be awarded laptops. So we've got, you know, people may minimize that, but a laptop in a family that may be challenged, a laptop can be everything, and being able to get one awarded means flexibility, stability for that student when he or she goes on to school.
So the scholarships to get the free laptops, where can people get more information about that?
So our website. Okay. We've also been putting it out on social media as well. It is for any student, whether you're in the public school, the charter school, the choice school. Again, it's competitive, so it's that essay. Yeah. It's some of the maybe community service work that you've done. And we also, Jeff, have $1,000 scholarships that we provide. And this is through a couple of our business partners, Kohler and Enterprise Mobility. And so that's another way that we're supporting students as well.
Okay, very good. So tell us more about the Microsoft certification program, too. Another way for, you know, people of all ages to continue to learn and be a lifelong learner around technology.
So what we learned is that many students are not savvy when it comes to Microsoft Word, Excel, PowerPoint. Well, we know that those are basic skills now that employers are looking for. So we wanted to go that extra mile and make sure that we had that program. So students now have an opportunity to be certified. We also know in the job market, what do we research? Anywhere $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 difference that having those kinds of basic skills can make for you, because now you become competitive in a different way.
Yeah.
And that is always our goal at the Urban League, is providing the tools, you know, empowering whether it's students or adults to be able to move forward, to have a better quality of life and have opportunities.
Yeah, very good. So we could probably finish a little bit of this. We have about 30 seconds or so, but the national issues and kind of the local impact. You know, the Urban League on a national level kind of looks at the 3 Ds, right? Defend democracy, demand diversity, and defeat poverty. How do those kind of play out on the local level for you?
So we definitely align with the national. So when we talk about defending democracy, that's really around our voter education and outreach. So we're just making sure that people know it is important to vote. You need to know the issues. Vote.
When we talk about diversity, yes, we're always pushing for opportunities for individuals to be a part of the economy here in the Milwaukee area. And poverty, of course, is making sure people have jobs and making sure that they're empowered to get the kind of jobs that they deserve and are qualified for.
Okay. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Dr. Eve Hall of the Greater Milwaukee Urban League. We'll talk about Black Men in White Coats Youth Summit coming up in Milwaukee. We'll touch on the black and white ball, and much more. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. You are listening to WTMJ. We are back with Dr. Eve Hall, the president and CEO of the Greater Milwaukee Urban League. You are co-presenting a special program, Dr. Hall, called Black Men in White Coats Youth Summit in Milwaukee. Can you tell us more about the mission of that event and what it's all about? And assume it's about empowering, making sure that none of the youth in the area know that healthcare is a profession that they can pursue.
Absolutely. So Black Men in White Coats is actually a national initiative. And one of our board members, once again, Medical College of Wisconsin, we're partnered with them. And the whole emphasis, Jeff, is increasing the knowledge base, the exposure of the opportunities in the healthcare field. So, you know, doctors, nurses, anesthesiologists, whoever. We know that oftentimes it's just not seen always as a possibility. Mm-hmm. And the more that we can have, especially students of color, the other professionals of color in the healthcare, you can't be what you don't see. You know, we believe in that. So that's why this is really important. We actually went to the one in Chicago as we were exploring this opportunity, and it was phenomenal in terms of seeing all of the youth. It was on a Saturday. And then listening to individuals, not only students who were in school, but also those who are nearing retirement, and just the importance of mentoring and having these types of summits for youth.
Okay. And that, it's the first time that this program is being held locally. You said it's a national program, but being brought to Milwaukee for the first time. And it's May 4th at Golden Meyer. All right.
Yes.
And that's open to
any student. Any student, once again, public, charter, choice, you know, any student and their parents who are interested in learning more. There's no cost to it. It's just information. And, you know, we're hoping as many students who are interested will come.
Great. All right. Another big event is the Greater Milwaukee Urban League's annual Black and White Ball. It started in 1985. I've attended several times.
Yes.
So talk about the mission of this event, because it is truly unique in a kind of a sea of wonderful nonprofit gala events that every community holds. The Black and White Ball is truly, truly special.
Well, you know, the background of it is so interesting because it really was, Jeff, about bringing African-Americans, whites, you know, together in a casual, fun environment, because so oftentimes there's not the collaboration, the conversation, and providing this venue where you could have fun, get to know people in a way that you would not necessarily know them, but also use that evening to speak about the critical issues that takes us all working together to resolve. And so it has just become a larger and larger event. I think it's one of the largest. We've had up to 1,200 people at our event. What makes the event, I think, unique is that this is not just a C-suite event. Mm-hmm. You have everyone from the C-suite to community leaders, organizers, just a plethora of individuals.
Yeah, you have the generations. You have the 24-year-olds and you have the 74-year-olds. And that intersection, there's a lot of power in those communications.
It is. Sure. And whatever, when I look out in the audience, that is always my favorite moment. I get chills because you're looking at all these individuals out in the audience. And what I always say is that if everyone in that audience did all that they could in the roles that they were in, how this city could grow even more.
Yeah. Last year you had Patrice Rushen as the headliner. Forget-Me-Nots is her big song. I can sing it a little bit for you, but you know, it's like, send me Forget-Me-Nots. You know,
right,
that's it, right?
My friends
that's
are probably saying, right. Please do not sing, but
You've had Sheila E., you've had the Barclays, you've had In Vogue.
Yes.
what's the date of this year's event? And do you have a headliner picked out? And can we brainstorm a little bit of that if you want to?
So Saturday, November 2nd
okay.
is the day. We're actually going to be at the Baird Center.
Nice.
And on the new floor overlooking Milwaukee.
Okay.
We do have our co-chairs identified for this year. We'll really announce them tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
But,
all right.
That's exciting.
Nice.
And so we're talking about the entertainment. I cannot share that yet.
Okay.
You know, you guys always try to put me on
that's
the spot.
That's right. Yeah.
That,
right? Well, you know, I'm just but trying to get some breaks of news.
But it'll be wonderful. People need to come because, again, you know, we've been at the Wisconsin Center District forever, which, you know, I love Marty Brooks, mm-hmm. who heads it, and just he's just been phenomenal in supporting us. But this year, we can't wait. I've done the tour, and to have the ball on that top floor overseeing the city is going to be magnificent.
Yeah, it's
so
a beautiful,
everyone needs
beautiful
to
space.
Come.
All yes. right, I'll give you some of my lists of possible headliners.
Oh, okay.
When we come back
okay.
from the break, we'll continue our conversation with Dr. Hall on how the Urban League continues to make roads safer in Milwaukee. I want to get talk more about that program and look into the entrepreneurial lens of the Urban League's programs and partnerships. This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing, a fun, lively conversation with Dr. Eve Hall, the Greater Milwaukee Urban League. A couple of my ideas, Dr. Hall, and you mentioned the black and white ball is scheduled for November 2nd, the first Saturday at the Baird Center in November.
Yes.
You know, Billy Ocean, maybe De La Soul. Key Sweat would be really good. That would bring me back to my youth. Like, I'd sing and dance a lot. So, you know, put those on the list for me.
You just are trying to find a way to get on stage.
Yeah, well, okay. if I can, you know, I got a mic here. I can sing. I can dance.
Man of many talents.
That's
huh?
right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I've got you down on the list.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So I wanted to address and talk a little bit more about the Urban League's programs around driver's permitting. You know, it's, you know, the access to kind of the professional, the private tier companies to get driver's license is expensive, and it's not available to everyone in the community. How do you work with your members and people in the community to get, you know, driver's licenses in the hands of people and really educate them on how to drive and make the roads safer?
So our student permit class, which thank you, TMJ4, for the partnership that
yeah.
we have with you all, because you've been very committed to, you know, the reckless driving and addressing that. But what's special about ours is, number one, if you are at a certain level, very minimal amount of money that you have to pay for our classes, very minimal. The public schools used to provide driver's permit free of charge.
Right.
That is no longer
taken out of the schools.
Yep. And while they are offering some, it's very limited. So you still have all these individuals. So we've been able to, through our own fundraising and our partnerships, offer this to our students. One thing that's special, though, I would say about our class, Jeff, the my program director, she's very passionate about driver's permit because she was in an accident. Her father passed away from being T-boned. And so she has she's like on a mission mm-hmm. in terms of making sure that we're able to provide this. But before a student can even start the class, they have to come to a pre-class in which we talk about the responsibilities of being a driver. And if they are not willing or understanding that this is an honor, this is a privilege to learn how to drive. We actually have a PowerPoint and a video where they see what can happen as a result of reckless driving. They cannot take the class.
Yeah, so the onus and the responsibility is not only on the instructor, but on the pupil.
Absolutely.
And, like, they both share that, and you're going to work together to make each
That's
better
right.
people.
And they have to sign off on it. So,
yeah.
you know, that's something that she put in place, which I think is very special. You know, we provide driver's permit classes also to adults. We've been doing that for quite some time. You'd be surprised at the number of individuals out here. But we also know the more that we have the safe drivers, the legitimate drivers, it also means that there are options for them in terms of employment
and not necessarily a dependency always on public transportation, which mm-hmm. as we go further and further outside the city, we know that that can be somewhat limiting.
Okay. Lifelong learning and inspiration and how entrepreneurship has helped empower the Greater Milwaukee Urban League's mission. We're going to talk about that when we come up for our final segment with Dr. Eve Hall. You're listening to The Upswing on WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. Thanks for joining us today, and I truly appreciate Dr. Eve Hall taking time the day before her organization's annual meeting to talk to us about all the wonderful initiatives of the Greater Milwaukee Urban League. How does the Urban League, Dr. Hall, encourage entrepreneurship? And can you discuss a couple of the programs that you're involved in, please?
Sure. We are involved in what we call the Entrepreneurship Connection. And it's something that we created actually in partnership with some of the other chambers. And it was initially funded through Molson Coors. They continue to support us. But basically, the impetus behind that was to provide information on the financial resources that are out here and connect entrepreneurs with banks and lenders, because oftentimes that network is not very strong. Excuse me. So we've done that. And this year, though, we expanded it and went into partnership with Meyer Foods and the Latino Chamber. And the focus was bringing entrepreneurs before Meyer's Food. They were looking for new products to be able to display, especially from, you know, communities of color, LGBT, you know, others. And so we had almost 200 individuals from Wisconsin, Illinois, Michigan, again, our state, at the Pfister Hotel. As a result, 10 of those individuals' products will now be sold on the shelves of Meyer Foods.
That's great.
So we're about access. Like, we're not trying to be a chamber, but we're just filling in those gaps in partnership with others to build our entrepreneurship.
Providing the
community.
Pathway and the process to success and the connections that make it happen.
Absolutely.
You're also working with the local construction trades, correct?
You know what? We're working on that.
Yeah.
We're not to that place where we'd like to be yet.
Okay.
So that's coming. We just partnered with WTRP Big Step, which is around construction and trades. But what our initial partnership with them is, we're going to be providing the driver's permit classes to their clients. You know, so that's going to help them in terms of the options that they have in construction and trades. Because as you know, jobs can be all over this county in terms of opportunity. So that's our beginning step.
Okay. So your mom was a champion of education. You said a reading teacher at MPS and still tutoring at 88 at George Washington Carver Elementary. The Joyce A. Hall Library is named after her.
Yes.
Your dad was a strong supporter of science education and a chemist at Schlitz Brewery and Miller Brewery.
Oh, wow. You really did your homework,
didn't you? I'm guessing that rubbed off on you in terms of what lifelong learning and how lifelong learning impacts your life. What is that? Where do you get your inspiration from day to day, Dr. Hall?
So, I mean, I start with them because they've been my base of inspiration. I know that they, no matter what, continued on that path. As we talked about, my mother, my father, you know, he was the kind, while he may have had that daytime work in a lab, he was also helping with community. So he helped with like a meal program, you know, so he believed in giving back and always reaching back to others. I think about, again, my grandfather, who was very instrumental in the small town because I saw him every summer, and how he pushed change in that town in his political world. But he also owned a gas station. So I also watched that entrepreneurship side of him. So for me, and I could go on and on with the role models that I had here in Milwaukee, even like Dr. Finlayson, who they honored. He's 90-something years old, was one of the first black obstetricians here and actually had an office in the Urban League building in which we are housed right now. Thinking about those individuals and knowing there's no limit to what we can do, the impact. We limit ourselves
I don't believe in that. For me, what wakes me up every day is knowing that I am in a position where I can encourage and support change, and that I am surrounded by individuals with that same mindset who want to do the similar work.
That's a wonderful fitting close. Dr. Eve Hall from the Greater Milwaukee Urban League. Their annual meeting is tomorrow. You're listening to The Upswing. Truly appreciate your time, Dr. Hall. And come back after the annual meeting, and we'll continue to talk more about all the wonderful things happening in our community. Tomorrow on the show, Brian Lammy and Mark Cass discuss events around the Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame.